Thank you. Happy Father's Day to me. Praise the Lord. I'm a father. I'm not a reverend father, but I am a father with children. Praise the Lord. Some of my children are here in this congregation, and some are on their way coming. Two of them will be coming in less than a month. They are going to be here. And I think some of you will see them. Praise the Lord. Benjamin and Bella will be here. Dano is here already. Vanessa will come after 2 years. Praise the Lord. Because she's in school, and in the school where she is a leader. And during their holidays, I should say, she stays over at school to help with students that are not doing very well. Those that stay for their summer classes, remedial classes. So she stays in school. But they send greetings. And this morning I was talking to them. They wished me a happy Father's Day. And they asked me, what should we bring you when we are coming? What do you think they should bring me? A cake, eh? Praise the Lord. Clothes. Rolls Royce. Anyways, praise the Lord. For the fathers in this place, happy Father's Day. I know there are some who are fathers, and some that are potential fathers. That will be fathers maybe after 10 years from now, 6 years. Those in six years, they are going to be fathers. Praise the Lord. But it's a wonderful thing to be a father and think that you share within what God is doing in the lives of people. Because I believe that fathers are given to us, or fathers are given the opportunity to be fathers, so that they may show to the world and to their children the love of the Father and the function of the Father. Praise the Lord. Now, as we talk about fathers today, I understand that we may have mixed feelings. Because as an organization, we have those that are orphans, that do not have earthly fathers. But that should not stop us from talking about fathers, because even after your earthly father is gone, whether they are dead, whether they walked away, there still remains a father. And that is Father God in heaven. There still remains a father, and that is Father God in heaven. But that's not the only thing. If you are living in a functional community, or if you are living in a church community, God calls all men of integrity to be fathers to those that are fatherless. Praise the Lord. And therefore, I believe that even after we have talked about this, not only with you, but also with the service that is going to come, and the world all over encourages other men, that even those children without fathers will find somebody that will take care of them, that will pray for them, that will provide for them as a father. But even if it never happens, praise the Lord, I would like for each one of us to put our trust in God to be the Father that He wants to be to us. Psalm 68, Psalm 68. Verse 4. And going on says, sing to God, sing in praise of his name. Praise the Lord. Sing to God, sing in praise of his name. Extol who rides on the clouds, rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. He is a father to the fatherless, a defender of a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. We begin by looking at a scripture that encourages us, even as we celebrate Father's Day. Those that have got your fathers, we want to thank God very much for those fathers that you have and the good fathers that are there. But for those of you that do not have fathers, they have died, they have walked away, still the scriptures say something about God. He is a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. Praise the Lord. He is a father to the fatherless and a defender to the widow. So there is nobody without a father. Those that are fatherless, God is your father. Those that have got fathers, God is still your father. And he is a God that cares. And when the Bible says that God is a father, it means far much more than just the word that we know. Because in our world, when we talk about fathers, we think about the physical bearing of children, the passing on of DNA, and maybe likeness. But being a father is much more, having a father is much more than just somebody being your biological father. I know that there are some of us that feel so sad and we are never happy. Why? Because we miss our biological fathers, but yet there is somebody in your life that is taking on the role of taking care of you, praying for you, loving you, planning for you, all the things that fathers do, that fathers do. So today, as we celebrate Father's Day, this room is filled with people with many stories. Some of us are blessed, or were blessed with wonderful fathers. Praise the Lord. Some, you lost your dad. He died. Some were abandoned. It's the reality of life. Some are fathers that are carrying regrets. You know that fathers also regret? Say, I wish I treated my children better. I wish I was there a little bit more. I wish I gave them more than money. I know some people think, if I have a father, he will give me money. But their fathers will say, I wish I gave my children more than what? More than money. Some are spiritual fathers that are here. And some have got spiritual fathers that are influencing you to become the next generation of better fathers and better mothers and better women. So in this room, we have quite a number of different people and different stories. But one truth still unites us. All of us here have got a father. There's a song that sometimes we sing that says, I've got a father. Praise the Lord. And so we have a heavenly father who never fails. He never fails in loving us. He never fails in being there for us. He is always there, though sometimes we are not aware, and sometimes we do not want to know, as people say, that he is there. So the gospel, the good news that we have been preaching from the time that you came here has been this. God, the Father, is always looking for his children. Though his children may not know that he's looking for them. His children may not care that he's looking for them. Others may reject him because of the religions where they come from or because of the wounds that they have suffered from their earthly fathers. You know, sometimes it's very difficult to love God, the Father, praise the Lord, when we compare him with our fathers. For the orphan may say, fathers leave, they go away, and never come back. How can I trust God that he will not let me down? They may not articulate it in their lips and their tongue, but something deep within their hearts may keep on telling them, don't trust nobody, not even God, as much, because you never know. Fathers walk away. Fathers die. Praise the Lord. There is a time that I went for a burial, and I was left in tears. For me, I carry my heart on my sleeve. It means that I cry easily. When I see people in pain, I cry easily. So I went to this burial, and there were these children that were crying that their father had died. And they were crying and talking. Daddy, why have you left us? But Daddy had no choice, you know. There's nobody who has got a choice. People try to fight death, but they still die. It's like these children were saying, your death was your what? Your decision to leave us to suffer. But it was not. The man died of a sickness that he tried to treat himself, but he could not recover from that sickness, and so he died. And then a challenge came. How are these children going to be raised? Then we look to the father, we look to the men, and we look to the women that still take the place of what? Of the father. Above all, we look to God, because God is a father who never fails. Now, some people say, okay, my father would have taken me to university, but now, since my father is not there, I will not go to university. But I've seen people with fathers, and those fathers have not taken them to uni. They have not taken them to university. In all of these things, it is God as a father that will make a way for those with fathers, and even for those without fathers. And I'm sharing this so that those of us that have got fathers and those of us that do not have fathers will look to God as our father, because for him he never leaves. He never does what? He never leaves. He never goes away. And sometimes in this mission, I am very disappointed and my heart bleeds and cries for those people that are sponsored, praise the Lord, but waste their time and waste the opportunity that they get, regretting that they don't have a father when God has chosen them out of many, not only to be their father spiritually and emotionally, but also to take care of their education. Those people are blind. Praise the Lord. I wish they would know that even though the systems may not be perfect, God is still taking care of them. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, even though the systems are not perfect, God is still taking care of you, and you will become what God wants you to become. So the gospel is about God, the Father, pursuing his children. Looking for his children just like a father, biological father, would do. Jesus did not merely come to save us from our sins. He came to bring us home to the Father God. So he saves us from our sins. But as many as trust in him, as many as believe in him, to them he gives the right to be called the children of God. And that is who you are. So what are we saying, number one? Praise the Lord. A father should see his children. A father should see his children. And God is a father that sees you. Praise the Lord. A father should see his what? Children, and God is a father that sees you. There is a time that there was a VD. And there was this pastor. He came from Lira. He had his daughter here. And you know, we are in the same denomination, Pentecostal Assemblies of God, with this man. And this man came, and he knew some of us. He was at the office over there. But I noticed that even as we were talking to him, welcoming him, his attention was not on us. He tried to be polite, praise the Lord, but his eyes were looking around. He was craning his neck until I told him, you know what, we have gone to call your daughter for you. Your daughter is coming. What was he doing? He was watching to see, where is my girl? Where is my daughter? Is she coming? Is she okay? And when they brought this, when the daughter finally came, he forgot about all the other people. Praise the Lord. He forgot all about the other people and ran to his daughter. I said, okay, that's a very good example still of how God treats us. Praise the Lord. He is a God that sees you. He looks for you. Praise the Lord. Would you like to open in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 16? Genesis chapter 16. There was a woman called Hagar, and she had run away from her master. She was being persecuted by Sarah, who was her, should I say, co-wife. And she ran away, and the angel of the Lord went to her. In verse 9, the angel of the Lord speaks to her and says, then the angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. The angel added, I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. The angel also told her, you are now pregnant and you will give birth to a son, and you shall name Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. She was miserable because she was being rejected. Verse 12, he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility towards all his brothers. Then she said something in verse 13 that is very important about God. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. praise the Lord. And when people rejected Hagar, God still saw her. When she was abandoned and she was running away from her master, God went looking for her. And that is the God that we are talking about, that fathers should, on earth should emulate. But should fathers fail, he does not fail. Praise the Lord. If we fathers on earth fail to see our children, to be there for them, God will still take on his mandate. And is a God that sees every child, that cares for every one. Praise the Lord. He is a God that sees me. Say to yourself, he is a God that sees me. Now that was very scary for me when I was growing up. God seeing me? Because when I was growing up, I was one of those boys that would like to get grasshoppers, not the other ones that you eat. By the way, I don't eat them. I don't eat insects. But I would get these grasshoppers and I would tear off their back. You know, they have six legs. I would tear off the other big ones behind so that they would not jump and fly off. And sometimes in doing that, when I was pulling off those legs, an accident would happen and I would tear off its legs and its abdomen. And it would be there dying. And my sisters, I have sisters, would go, you have killed God's insect and God does what? God is seeing you. He is going to punish you for the grasshopper. And I would get scared and say, oh God, please, it was an accident. I was just playing. I didn't mean to kill the grasshopper. And so I grew up thinking that if God is seeing me, trouble, he's going to see me doing what? Bad things. He's going to hear me saying bad things. And so punishment is doing what? Is coming. But Hagar is talking about God seeing her in a good way. Yes, God sees our sins. But when we repent of our sins, he does what? He forgives us. God sees our weaknesses and sympathizes with us. God sees our needs and wants to provide for us. He sees our pain and our loneliness. He is a God, that's a father that does what? That sees you. And he knows you. And he cares for who? For you. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 26. 29. Matthew 10 verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your father's care. The sparrow will not fall to the ground without your father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than sparrows. Praise the Lord. In the eyes of the God, the Father that sees you, you are a person of worth. And if he cares for the sparrows, your Father God in heaven will do what? Will take care of you. Yes, for the fathers that are there, that's what God wants you to think about. And you boys that want to be fathers, and you women that are going to be sons, fathers, mothers to sons, raise them up knowing that if they are to have the image of God, they have got to be fathers that see the needs of their children and try to take care of them in as much as they can. Praise the Lord. But again, also let your children know that there is a father that sees them, that cares for them, does not allow a sparrow to fall down to the ground and takes care of it, and how much more will that Father take care of you? Praise the Lord. So today we celebrate fathers, but we celebrate even a greater Father, the Father that sees you. Today we celebrate fathers, and those of you that have got your fathers that are taking care of you and they are in your lives, reach out to them. Praise the Lord. However, if there is no father, reach out to God and celebrate him. He is a father who does what? Sees you. Cares for you. And when he sees you, he does not see your weaknesses only. Your weaknesses, when he sees them, he wants to help you. That's what a father does. The Bible says how much the Father loved us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He saw our weaknesses and he provided for us. That's what a father should do. Your weaknesses should not send your father away. Your weaknesses should bring your father closer so that he may father you and help you. And that's what God the Father does. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And for those of you in this place, that's what we will do. In as much as we can help you, we will do what? We will help. In as much as we can pray for you, we will pray for you. And for those of you that we have chosen to be fathers to, we will be your fathers 190%. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus, people. Give the Lord a hand clap. So when our earthly fathers overlook us, our Father in heaven sees us. When others forget you, God remembers you. When others walk away, God stays. Praise the Lord. God stays. He will never leave. He will never forsake you. Number two about fathers today. Fathers run towards their children. Like I said, the other father ran towards the child. Fathers run towards their children. I know children run towards their fathers, but fathers run towards their children. I'm waiting for the day that Benja and Bella are going to come. You know how much I'm going to run? First of all, I'm going to drive 100 kilometers per hour to Entebbe Airport and be there 1 hour before they arrive. What if they arrive before I'm there? I say, where is that? Where is that? I want them to come when I'm there. Praise the Lord. And when I see Benja, I run to him, Benjamin. Ethan, Simpa. Praise the Lord. And when I see my daughter Bella, like a small Bella, you know she's still very small, I'm going to run to her, Bella, Isabella, I call her. Some people call her Bella. For me, I call her Isabella. Pretty Zimpa. Come here. Praise the Lord. That's what God does. He runs to you. Praise the Lord. What does he do? He runs to you. I remember my father. He was not a perfect man, you know. Praise the Lord. But when we would go to the village, even when we were adults, when we would go to the village to visit him, the man was happy. There are fathers that wait for their children to take them things. Eh? Like, when you are coming, bring me a pumpkin. Bring me sugar. Bring me money. But when I would go to my dad, we would find that my dad had prepared things for us to take with us to the city. Matoke, big cocks. Then he would slaughter
a goat. Praise the Lord. And we'll be saying, my children are coming. My children are coming. When I was becoming a Christian, he was not happy. But there came a time when I would go and would call people and say, come, come. My son has come. My son is a pastor. Can you imagine? Praise the Lord. He was running to what? To me. Praise the Lord. And that's what fathers should do. Fathers, how many of you want to be fathers here? Your children may not be perfect, but run to them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because then you will be like what? You'll be like God, your father. And that's what we want to emulate. Praise the Lord. You'll be like God, your what? You'll be like God, your father. He runs to us. Luke chapter 15. We have the story. Luke chapter 15. In verse 20. Tell your neighbor, verse what? 20. Praise the Lord. Now, the heading of this section, when you begin at verse 11, Luke chapter 15, when you begin at verse 11, the heading is, Jesus tells the parable of the lost son. That's the heading they have given it. But some people have suggested that the heading should be, Jesus tells the parable of the loving father. The father who never gives up on their what? On their children. In this portion of scripture, when you go and read it, we are not going to read it all. One boy, the younger one, becomes a problem to the father. He wakes up one day and tells the father, give me everything that belongs to me. I want nothing to do with you. I am going away. And the father gives him the things. And he goes away and lives a reckless life. Then he is in trouble. But all the time, from the time that he dishonored his father to ask for his inheritance, to the time that he comes back after hitting rock bottom, the father is always waiting for him. He's looking out for his son. And then finally, in verse 20, when the guy is coming back, verse 20 says, Luke chapter 15, verse 20. So the son, the one who went away and dishonored his father, so he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. We said that the father sees what? Sees you. While he was still a long way off, I don't know how far it was. Maybe it was it a straight road? I'm not sure. Did he have binoculars at that time that he was looking for the father, for the son? But while he was still a long way off, verse 20, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son. What did he do? He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Now you girls that are kissing around, we are not talking about that kind of kiss. Because some people are saying, what? He kissed the son on the lips. He kissed him. I don't know. Maybe on the cheek. I don't know. But he kissed him. Eh? And it was like affectionate. Saying, I have been looking out for you. I have been missing you, my son. You are my son and you never get off of my mind. That's what the father was saying. And this parable was used to illustrate the love of the Father God towards us. We are sinners, yet we fail, yes, but we are his children.
and he cares for us. He runs to you. Every Sunday morning, people, every Sunday morning, as we come to church, God is running to you. Don't you think that you are the only one coming to him? Don't you think that you are giving him a favor by coming? He is here before you are here. Like, I want to be there at the airport before my children are there. He's here before you are here. He comes very early and is waiting, saying, "Is Naomi coming today? Will she lift up her hands and worship me? Will she fall in love with me today? Will she know that I love her, that I care for her, and put away all of her cares and trouble? And just be still and know that I am God. That will take care of you." That is what God does. He's here before you. Praise the Lord. Even before you pray, he is reading your heart. The Bible says, before a word is on your lips, God knows it fully, fully well. Praise the Lord. You came to church early. How many of you came to church early? How many of you came late? He was here before you, and he was waiting for you. Not that you should only worship him, but that he may also bless you and be a father to you. That's what God is. How I wish you guys would know, those of you that are running away, those of you that are in trouble and not sleeping, I wish you would know that God is on your side, and sleep irrespective of what is happening with your earthly fathers. Sleep like a baby. Praise the Lord. Feel like a baby, okay? Because God is your father and is waiting for you. He's waiting for who? For you. Not only today, but every day. Hallelujah. Did I tell you about what I do on the 1st of December? On the 1st of January, 31st of December, I sleep. I'm not one of those people that are saying, the year is coming, therefore I'm going to fight demons. The year is coming, I'm going to go and convince God to bless me in the new year. I know that my Father cares for me. Before I think about the year, he's thinking about the year. Before I think about what I want to ask from him, he's saying, what should I give to Eric? How can I show my son that I love him? That's how I feel about the children that I care for. I'm always wondering, how can I bless them? How can I love them? How can I? That's the heart of the Father. But you see, people, by the way that they pray and the things they do, it is a God is a distant God who is not easily pleased, who must be appeased, for whom we must do things for him, so that he may bless us. Which father? A good father. This one, the son took all of his inheritance, squandered it all, but father was still there waiting for him to put a robe on him, shoes on him, a ring on him, to slaughter the fattened cow for what? For him. Praise the Lord. But the way that we behave is like, God is not waiting for me. God is not there for me. He's not going to give me the fattened calf. He is not going to give me the ring. He's not going to put a robe on me. I need to first do something for God to bless me. If somebody is preaching that to you, is Amuyaye. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, the Father is running to you. And is coming with goodies. Coming with goodies. Goodies, okay? When the father is coming back home, he's saying, what should I go with me? What should I go with? Should I take them bananas? But my daughter does not like bananas. She likes what? Mangoes. Should I take them mangoes? If I have mangoes, I buy apple mangoes. Then what other mangoes are there? You know the different types of mangoes? That a father can bring their kid apple mangoes then?
we when we were growing up, we had mangoes that have got threads in them. Mangoes with threads are called what? In Luganda, kagogwa. So there is apple mangoes, there is kagogwa, there is dodo. Who knows dodo? Mango dodo. Who likes mango dodo? Praise. Do they like pineapples? What do they like? Yogurt? Ice cream? Chocolate? No, I will not take them that, the junk food. I will not take them. Praise the Lord. So the prodigal son in this portion of scripture expected punishment, but what did he receive? Compassion and love. God did not punish him, he loved him, he had compassion on what? On him. So God is not standing there, folding his arms, waiting for you. He is running towards those that return to him. Praise the Lord. Love. The love of God is stronger than any other thing. That love that took Christ to the cross is stronger than your shame. Stronger than your background. Stronger than what you have done. I don't know what you have done, but some of you have done very, 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 very bad things. But it's stronger than that. Still, God wants you as a father, and he runs to you. And the fathers in this place run to your children. Praise the Lord. You may say, I don't have money. Believe God for money to take care of your children. You may say, I don't have money. Children don't like want money only. They want you. Praise the Lord. They want you. He is also the father that adopts the fatherless. God expects us to have in our families children that are fatherless. And that's what the mission does. We say, let the little children do what? Come to me. Those that are orphaned, those that are disadvantaged, let them come to me. And that's what Father God does. He adopts the fatherless. He wants us to take care of the fatherless. Fathers in this place, men in this place, you guys over there, you are growing up to become fathers and leaders. Put it in your mind that you are going to take care of somebody other than your biological children. And that you will be there with them and become their true father. Because the reality of life is that fathers live, fathers die, fathers fail. But where a father has failed, where a father has left, where a father has died, somebody steps in. Men of integrity. Not only that, but also God is the father to the fatherless. Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Verse 5. I will sing from 4. I'll begin from 4. It says, sing to God. Sing in praises of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the what? To the fatherless. A defender of widows. Praise the Lord. He is a father too. The father is a defender of widows. That's who God is. How I pray that we will come to him, people. Especially the fatherless. Don't become rebellious. Come to God. He loves you. Don't only call him father, but call him Abba, father. That's what the Bible calls him. He calls him Abba, father. And Abba, father means daddy, dear daddy. That's what the word Abba, father means. What does it mean? Daddy, dear daddy.
That's what God is called in the Bible.
He's called Daddy, dear
Daddy. I don't know how you call Daddy in your language. But how do you call Daddy in your language? In my language, we call him Daddy. You know, for us, we grew up calling our father Daddy in Luganda. Nani? Tata. Tata. Muzei. I don't know these days. Maybe they call him Muzei. Muzei Aja. Muzei Wange. Kazende. Kapapa. Daddy dear. Daddy. He's a father who adopts the fatherless. Please come to him. Whether you are fatherless or fatherful, come to God. Let him be your father. Praise the Lord. He is a father. Another thing, a father is a father that provides. Father means provider, not so? Father means provider. He makes a way. Well, there seems to be no way. Jesus taught, when he was talking to his disciples, he told them, our Heavenly Father knows what you need even before you ask. A good father provides for his family. Our Heavenly Father supplies our needs according to his riches in glory. So the Bible says that God feeds the birds, he will feed us. Says if he clothes the lilies of the valley, he will do what? He will clothe us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Verse 31, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. Praise the Lord. Our Heavenly Father knows that we need them, and is a Father that will provide. Come to that Father today as we celebrate fathers. A Father who does what? Who provides. Last but not least, he is a father who never abandons. A father never abandons his children. And God is a father who never abandons us. God is a father who never abandons us. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 3. And verse 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said. What has he said? Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can men do to me? Praise the Lord. He is a God who will not leave. Fathers in this place, don't leave. Don't abandon your children. Trust God to make a way. But
the all of the rest of us that come to God, we should know He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is a Father who is faithful. Praise the Lord. I would like for us to pray as we close. Let us pray. Would you like to speak to God the Father, your daddy, dear daddy? Talk to Him. He was here before you came. He runs to you. He sees you. He never abandons you. He provides for you. And He is the Father to the fatherless. Father, we want to thank you. We thank you because you are God who is here to stay. You are a God that will never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You provide, you make a way, you protect. You are God. And to you we come today. We give you our hearts and our lives. Our trust is in you. Every care that we have, we put it in your hands. Be Father to us. Father us. Carry us. Sing over us. Give us the hearts that are calm to rest in your arms and know whatever situation we may be going through, you are there and you will make a way. We want to thank you because you are God with whom nothing is impossible. And we know there will be nothing impossible in our lives for you to handle and for you to do. We trust you for our studies, trust you for our lives, trust you for our families, for our mothers, for our fathers. We trust you for everything. We just say, Father, dear Father, have your way and take your place in us. We thank you and bless you. Now, if you are in this place and you like to receive God as your Father through Christ Jesus, just talk to Him and tell Him, be a Father to me through Christ. My sins and come into my life. You just tell Him those words and see what will happen. Mean them from the bottom of your heart. See what will happen as God begins to father you in a very special way and to take care of you and your future. Father, we thank you that you have made children. We also want to thank you for the giving of your children today. We pray that you may receive what has been given and use it for the glory of your kingdom. We pray that you may bless us all together. We pray for those that are having their party today. May you give them good fun, great fun, good food. We pray for the rest of the houses that their parties as well, that you may provide beyond what they think or even imagine. That they too will have great fun, a great time together of celebration of the things that they have achieved together. We also want to thank you so much for every person in this place whose birthday is today or around today. May you bless them. May you provide for them. May you give them more years of happiness and joy. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name we have prayed, and everybody says, amen.